Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
have an opportunity today to talk to a best-selling author who is also part of our Female Solution host team, Yana Books, who happens to have a new book entitled Affirmations for Parents. We're going to take one quick break and come back and tell you more about Affirmations for Parents and how it's important to say the right thing as you're raising your children in order to get the right result. It isn't something that happens by chance. It is by choice. And so we want to make sure that we make the right choices when it comes to saying the things that affect the mind, heart, and spirit of our children. So we'll be right back after this quick break. We'll be joined by our co-host today, Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family, and all of you listening in, we want you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll gladly add you to this conversation. And we'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
And we are back, and you're listening to and watching the Female Solution radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, and as always, we appreciate you for joining us today. And if you're listening online, we want you to join this conversation. Give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we will add you to this conversation. And we certainly are appreciating the wonderful work by our team of radio hosts who have great things that they do above and beyond hosting the Female Solution radio TV show. And when they do creative work, we want to make sure that our audience is made aware. Well, our first Saturday of the month host, Jana, whose last name happens to be Books, has written a new book, Affirmation for Parents. And this Affirmation for Parents book gives us some wonderful guidelines on how we need to be more conscious of things we say, especially in light of the fact that everything we say is being recorded in the mind, heart, and spirit of our child. And are we aware that the things we say are having the impact they are having? Are we aware that our children, our souls that come through us, are greatly impacted by the words we speak from the time of their birth? And are we aware that when we see them
with government agencies, nonprofits, civic or faith-based, and other institutions addressing elderly and disabled needs, we don't want a single person to fall through the cracks. So please call 910-317-0297 help is just a phone call away. The public service announcement from the CWSC and AM 360.
Unmuted.
And I believe we are joined by our co-host, Kareem Hamid. And our American Muslim 360 family, Grand Rising, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, wa eid mubarak to you and the believers around the world. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God for the Eid, which is a recurrent happiness that we celebrate each and every year at the completion of the pilgrimage to Mecca, the Hajj, the completion of the Hajj. So we praise be to Allah. We are grateful to Almighty God, and we trust that the believers have return home safely, blessed by Almighty God for having completed their hearts. Praise be to Allah for that.
Now, one thing I want to do for those who may not be aware, because, of course, pretty much the world is aware that there is an annual gathering of people in Mecca during this period, a long time religious tradition, but so much has been affected by the COVID spread and the fears that people have of gathering together. So I know that there have been some adjustments made. What kinds of things, and of course this is a place, this is, you know, millions of people that are gathering every year. And it takes a lot of coordination by, you know, the government, and for centuries coordinating this effort. And now we have all our various modern means of communication and travel. But what kind of, information, what kind of adjustments were perhaps made as a result of COVID? I mean, did people have to wear masks? Did they have to be vaccinated? What, in terms of what you information you have, what kind of adjustments need to be made this year for the annual Hajj?
Yes, ma'am. Good question. The Saudi government, they are designated as maintainers of the sacred mosque in Mecca. They are that is a wonderful duty and obligation that they hold. They are known as the custodians of the sacred mosque in Mecca. And I'm aware of that there was a curtailing of the usual number of Haji. There was somewhat of a cautionary note and the limited amount of those that would attend the Haji this year, which means that the numbers were not of the great numbers that usually attend the Hajj annually, but out of respect for the COVID virus and a protection for ourselves and others, there was a limit placed on the number of Hajis that would go on the Hajj this year. The numbers reflect that. And I think that was a wise and intelligent move to make from the custodian of the sacred mosque. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, well, I know that is a big responsibility that the Saudi government takes on every year, making sure that the people who attend are safe, are well accommodated for, and You know, this period, this last 2 years has really been very unusual. And so it in some ways it's brought us closer together as a human family, because we're all in this together, as the saying goes. But it also makes us aware of how much we are affecting each other, how connected we are, how much our decisions affect people that we don't even know, people around the world. So it makes us more mindful that we are all connected. We're not separate individuals living on an island. Everything from the decisions we make about what we put in our bodies and what we allow to come out of our bodies affects the atmosphere. So our health and well-being is important to the health and well-being of others. And in a gathering of this magnitude, our behavior is important for others. It's a gathering where we're reminded that we are part of the one energy of creation. And so much of the symbolicness of the rituals are reminders of our oneness, and the energy that we're putting forth in the universe is affecting the entire universe, and we're reminded that we have a responsibility to evolve into our best selves, because we are a part of the whole. And I congratulate those who were able to make the trip this year despite all of the restrictions and all of the challenges. But certainly we need to be reminded every day that we are a part of a whole. We're part of the one energy of creation we call God. And everything we do is affecting our reality every moment of every day. So today, we've got one of our wonderful team of hosts on who's written a new book entitled Affirmations for Parents. And she'll be on with us at the 7:30 hour, joining us live from London, England, to remind us of how what we say is going into the minds and hearts of our children. And perhaps we can reflect on some things that we have said and done that unknowingly injured the minds and hearts of our children. And so we can be more mindful about this as parents. It's a critical thing, because each of us is a product of the environment in which we were raised. We're a product of our parents and whatever wisdom, knowledge, and skills that they had to shape us and mold us. We're a product of our teachers, our peers, our neighbors. And so if we start to see a reflection in our children that is hurtful and harmful and mean-spirited and violent, we have to look at ourselves and say, what did I say to create that? What did other to create that? Because words have power. So we're looking forward to this conversation with our first Saturday host, Jana. And Jana comes with a unique perspective in having been a citizen of London, England, but certainly as one who's had the common African-American experience, we do realize that much of our behavior comes from hearing negative things about ourselves. And those words sometimes have to be erased in our own hearts, minds, and spirits in order for us to undo the damage that we're doing to ourselves by our negative thoughts about ourselves, which translates into negative behavior toward others, believing that we've treat others badly, we'll feel better about ourselves. Well, that doesn't work. It's positive affirmations that create positive results. So we'll be talking about that today. And, of course, I want to let our listening and viewing audience know that coming up on Thursday, July 29th, we'll be joining another one of our sisters of the microphone. Point this way for those who are watching. Wanda Carter, whose show Woman to Woman comes on at 6 p.m. Central Time, streaming live, and we'll be listening along with another large group of a gathering of news reporters, journalists, media professionals, people who spin the news. And we're going to be listening to the voices of our young people who've been invited to come and tell their story, young people who may have been involved in the, may have made mistakes in life, may be part of that drug culture life, may have been those that we fear as we walk down the street or drive along the street and we see them and we fear them because we believe they're violent, and maybe some of them have been. But there are things that happen to them. There are things that they experience. There are things that they're experiencing now that are shaping that behavior, and we need to hear and understand so that we can see what they're reflecting to us about ourselves as the adults who influence them. So our role will be to listen, and we've invited a number of prominent journalists to be a part of that listening and perhaps question-answering session. We'll be, of course, live on our Female Solution Facebook page and our the YouTube channel, Woman to Woman with Wanda Carter, at 6 p.m. on Thursday, July 29th, next week. And we really hope this is going to be a learning session, because if we're going to change the way things are, we have to change the things we're doing. And we have to see the impact that we're having with what we're saying to our children, how we're treating them, and what we're allowing them to experience, the reason why they've become so violent. What have we done to hurt them in this manner that it's coming out and coming back at us in the way it is? So we're looking forward to that very special presentation of the Woman to Woman TV show with Wanda Carter. And the program is entitled Hear Our Voice. And we'll be listening to the voices of youth, those very youth that we keep talking about and we keep agonizing over and we keep seeing on the news and we keep reading about in the newspapers and we keep fearing. But we created them, and we need to understand how so that we can undo the damage. And perhaps today's guest telling us about affirmations will help us to know the words we need to speak to help rebuild the love in the hearts of our children. And also we want to give a great congratulations to our great friend and leader, Reverend Jesse L. Jackson, Sr., who's returning from a trip to France in which he was awarded the highest honor and recognized for his lifelong work as a fighter for justice, for equality, and for the brotherhood and sisterhood of all humanity. We realize that the world has been affected by the liberation struggle in America. And often we have led the way in setting an example of how we must work together as brothers and sisters. And we've had to really struggle here in a nation built on a slave culture, a slave system that simply made one group inferior to another and made it lawful to treat them with such cruelty. So the world watched our liberation struggle, and many places where there was oppression, they were inspired by it. And leaders such as Reverend Jesse Jackson, who's approaching 80 this year, has certainly been at the forefront. So he is going to be greeted at O'Hare International Airport today as he comes home from receiving France's highest award. And he has received civil rights leader, Reverend Jackson, commander of the National Order of the Legion of Honor by decree of President Macron, France's president, on Monday, July 19th in Paris, France. So you can read more about that on Air News Network, on aireverywhere.com, as we share the good news of great things that people are doing. So, Brother Kareem, before we take this break, I bring on our guest live from London, Jana Books, who's going to tell us about her new book. What do you think our young people can learn from some of the things they are experiencing now, seeing the internet has brought us together in so many places? We can now talk to each other and listen to each other. The kinds of prejudice, racism, and discrimination that we all grew up with because we didn't know each other, do you think now we have an opportunity to teach them differently because we're all connected in the way we are? What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, well, my thoughts are that all well-meaning people, there is a concerted effort for all globally. There are global and universal institutions and organizations that are working toward global peace, that are working for the global freedom of religion, a global respect for females. These are global efforts, and there are organizations and institutions working toward a more ethical and moral world. The efforts are ongoing, and all of us play our part. And on the flip side of that, there is an effort coming to influence the human being to divide ourselves along color lines, religious lines, our ethnic lines, male against female, female against male, praise be to Allah. So the battle goes on. It goes on, and we are grateful that there is a universal effort for bringing about the best from out of the human family. In relationship to our children, I'll say this here. There's a very popular movie that's out now, and I think it's called The Furious Nine or something like that. Uh-huh. Someone can correct me if I'm. Those stars Vin Diesel and others. That's a very, very, very violent movie. You know, it's very violent. So what we come in contact with on a visual level, it affects us on a emotional and spiritual, and it even shapes our behavior. It can form those violent tendencies within us. So what is being released now? Worldwide, movies are worldwide now.
Yeah.
The movie Boys in the Hood, it went around the world. And now we see other youth dressing like the youth that was portrayed in that movie, using similar language and how they walk and all of that. So we have to be aware of these things. The parent, praise be to Allah, that we are to hold the line. We should not compromise in speaking with our children on a sense of moral excellence, a sense of what is right and what is ethnically, what is ethically, what ethically makes common sense along the line of behavior and ethics. As parents, we should not give up. We should use words of affirmation to counter the negative identification in identifying human beings. You know, we have to give our children a sense of, from a historical perspective,
absolutely,
of who and what they are. So so the job of parenting is the good is already within us. Well, the good is within us. Almighty God has placed goodness in our soul.
Yes.
He has dignified all the children of Adam. It is with, we don't have to look outside of ourselves to gather what we need to better our life and our world. It is already housed within us, but we have choices to make. We
yes.
have choices to make. And that requires an honest assessment, an honest inventory of ourselves. I have to make an inventory of myself, every individual, and be honest and identify those things that we know are good and just housed, that are good and just as housed within us, and be aware and say, well, now that part, that the language that I use sometimes is very negative. Let me throw that away.
Sometimes we don't realize it, right? Sometimes we don't even hear ourselves.
Right.
We have a quick break. We can bring it on. Yes, we're gonna be right back, and of course we continue this because we need to know that we are born good. That is our reality, and we need to see it in our children. So, Brother Green, we're gonna take a quick break and be right back, and we'll be connecting with our host Jana, joining us live from London. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And we'll bring you into this conversation. So we'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
Muted.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Soo Kim of the HWPL Chicago branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
And one of our volunteers will be assigned to call you and help connect you with government agencies, nonprofits, civic, or
everything you need with your body is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you.
As we sacrifice and share our gifts and talents to enhance the group intellect for the benefit of mankind. Once again,
let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Nyla Abdul-Nas, Executive Director for CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference. In God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We are openly acknowledging that God is one, that there are absolutely no partners with God, and that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of the one God. Through his example, we are able to live in this time, 450 years beyond the time of enslavement here in the United States of America. Proactively and from the mercy of the Almighty, we stand.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimahlatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
And Naima Latif, praise be to Almighty God for her presence.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Website and leave a listener comment. If you choose to also, we invite you to visit the Community-Wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us. Visit our website. Take a stroll through the website. You will be very pleased with what you see and what is being offered. Praise be to Allah. And we invite you to leave a listener comment. Pro or con? Suggestions? Pro or con? By dialing into 910-317-0297. Alhamdulillah, this is the station where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Together we can remake the world. We join back now with the broadcast of the Female Solution. I believe my sister is back with us.
Unmuted.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, Naima Latif. I think her phone may be on mute, but I'm looking forward to hear from
are
the
you,
authors.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
So, Jana, are you with us? All right. We've got some connection issues. Jana, are you with us? All right. I may have accidentally disconnected. Well, we're going to, in work to start you all, take another quick break while I see if we can reconnect our host. And, you know, during the last break, we actually had both, I think maybe my sound wasn't muted because we were hearing, I think our listening audience was hearing both commercials over each other, so we had to work that out.
Oh,
but I'm sorry. Yeah, well, you know, it happens. We're all trying to figure out how to make all these connections. So, Jana, are you with us? Let me see if I can reconnect her and bring her in. Okay, Jana, can you hear us now? Kareem, can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. For some reason, Jana is not connected. And I keep trying. Okay.
Yes, you're coming through loud and clear.
All right. Well, let me see if I can call her from the studio phone. So in the meantime, as we strive to make this connection and hear this book, I think one of the things that parents have been believing that is incorrect is that if you say bad things to a child, they're going to strive harder to overcome the bad things you say. Like if they make a mistake and you say, oh, you're so stupid, they're going to try harder to prove you wrong. That's a parenting style that has been so very common. I think about that movie Boys in the Hood. You've seen Boys in the Hood, where the mother, she was very praising of one son who, you know, ended up was going to be, you know, getting a scholarship, an athletic scholarship to a school. And she was very disparaging of the other son, of the father she was angry at. And, of course, all the nasty things she said to him. Well, he was the one who ended up going to jail and everything because that's what she told him about himself. You're no good, like a no good father. So, I mean, you could see the difference in the way the children were raised and how that had an impact on how they felt about themselves and the kinds of things that they achieved. And it all stemmed from the words of the mother. I think many parents in their frustration, they say things and they say them unthinkingly. And they're not aware that they're destroying the soul of that child with the power of their words. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about affirmations for parents, because it's affirmations that actually bring about affirmative behavior. If we see behavior that's detrimental, we have to think, what was that child told, received, and accepted, and made them behave the way they did? Because all of us, we can only behave according to what information we have received and accepted. And that is what we're manifesting. So whatever it is, that's what we're showing the world that we have received. So what has a child received that chooses to go out and commit an act of violence on another human being? We have to ask ourselves. And even if we say, well, these rap stars, they need to stop rapping, you know, and saying these negative things, they're showing us what they have received. So we can't blame them for being a mirror to us of what we gave them. We have to ask ourselves, what did I give this person that they're giving back to me such negativity? And often it's the things that we have said.
So, no, Daima, you know, we look at the entertainment and we judge the artist by the content of what they have produced. We say, well, now, boy, listen to his language. Oh, look at what he's saying. Oh, boy, that is so bad. Oh, that is, you hear how he refers to women? You hear how he refers to mothers and fathers? And we blame the artist. But there is another level over the artist. That is the, how can I put it, the label, praise be to God, yeah, the label that the artist is contracted with. artists are obligated. There is a contract, and they are obligated to produce so many albums in a certain length of time, so many CDs in a certain length of time, and the record company is the one that will promote and they publish and distribution. But now when the artist, when he presents what he has produced, the label is not, does not want that content. They can reject that.
When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Do what you have to do. Naima, do what you have to do.
Yeah,
to make the connection. I still look forward. So what I was saying is that a decision is made at the corporate level as to what will be distributed, what will be accepted, and what will be produced. They'll say, no, go back, redo that. That's not what we want. You know, kind of spice it up, you know. So this is a mindset, huge corporate mindset that is over the entertainment that we are exposed to. It's not just the artist. The artist sometimes succumbs to and lowers his or her direction. They alter it in order to fulfill the contract.
So what do you think can be done to change that? Because that's what a lot of artists have said. They said, you know, we tried the positive stuff, and they said it wouldn't sell. So, you know, they tell us what they want us to talk about. What should we do to change that?
Well, you know, when you look at the wealth that some of these artists have, they need to come together and form their own independent, label and distribution.
Yeah, I think that's
and
it.
And publishing house.
Absolutely. I think some have done that, and we should be aware and when someone forms an independent label, we should make sure that we are rewarding them by patronizing and purchasing their positive material so that it is financially beneficial, and the other negative things are not being rewarded with financial support, because we don't want to keep rewarding negative words and negative creations. So I believe we have our guest on today. Jonna, can you hear us now? Jonna, are you with us? Can you hear us now? Jonna, are you able to hear us? I'm not sure. We're still trying.
You know, our children are like fertile earth.
Yes.
Matter of fact, we all come from the earth. And Allah has said, your life is like that of the plant. And the words are seeds implanted in our children. The environment that our children are raised in is like a seed that enters our children. They come here a fertile seed, innocent, with no blemish on their humanity. And so the words are like seeds. They're very powerful. If you implant negative words you know what I'm saying, using aberrant language in a lot of cases, our children will prove us right. Okay, you say I'm nothing. Well, I'm going to prove you right, you know. So giving positive words, positive ideas, positive hopes, positive vision to our children is very important, very important. Listening to them, and sometimes even listening is as a seed. It shows a respect. It shows a value, you know. So this job of parenting, it's what we do. It's not too daunting for us to say the things that are right, affirm the worth of our children, and at the same time, be aware of the environment in which we live. The environment speaks to our children in language that is not heard, but it is shaping them internally. If they live in a community where everything looks just shambled and tore down and vacant lots, vacant houses falling in on itself, no
you have 15 seconds recording time remaining.
Do what you do, Naeem. Praise
God. For that, you know. Okay, yeah, we've got her on the switchboard now, so let's bring in our guest. Yes, joining us.
Sorry, your recording time has expired. To leave your message, press 1. To review message, press 2. To re-record message, press 3. To cancel message and hang up, press 4.
Somehow we
lost. Choose an option. To leave your message, press 1. To review message, press 2. To re-record message, press 3. To cancel message and hang up, press 4.
Let me see here.
Choose an option. To leave your message, press 1. To review message, press 2. To re-record message, press 3. To cancel message and hang up, press 4.
And disconnect a few lines. We'll be right back. We're going to take our break now. And we'll
message sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Oh, dear. Okay. Have we disconnected?
I can still hear you.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if I think she's trying to call in again. All right. Jump. Here we go.
Oh, my goodness. You can actually hear me, and I can hear you. Wow.
Praise be to God.
It's only taken half an hour for me to get on this call. I don't know what's going on. It's like it's completely, totally mad. It's totally crazy.
Your other line was connected, and we were getting the recording from your voicemail system on your other phone line, and I didn't want to disconnect because I have all the phone lines connected together. I don't want to disconnect our phone.
Yeah.
Is also
I think we better talk fast, right? Because we don't know how long this connection is going to last.
Well, before we take a quick break, we've been talking, of course, about your book, Affirmations for Parents, and the fact that sometimes what children grow up with are very negative things said to them, which is what creates the negative behavior. So what are some of the things that you have observed that inspired you to write this book, Affirmations for Parents?
I'm really glad you asked me that, Naeema, and thank you very much for having me on the show. Well, it starts from my own experience. I grew up with a lot of verbal abuse and verbal bullying for many, many years on a daily basis, and it really affects my life to this day. Just those early patterns of thought and behavior and feeling like I'm not good enough because I was always treated like I wasn't good enough, and if I said anything, it was like it was a problem. You shouldn't be standing up for yourself. You shouldn't want anything from life other than what we've already given you. And those can create long-term issues. And then walking around my neighborhood, I hear parents, the way they speak to their children sometimes, it really, really upsets me. The way parents talk to their children. I saw this woman one day. I live next door to a big supermarket, and in the parking lot, this woman had about three small children in the car. And she was talking to the little girl, and she was saying to her, if you touch that window, you don't want to know what I'm going to do to you. She said, I'm going to hammer you. And it just upset me so much. And I observe things like that. Yeah, awful. And I observe things like that a lot, not just in terms of words, but parents ignoring their children. The parent is on the phone, and the child is saying, you know, I want some attention.
The
communication isn't happening. The child is not getting the attention that he or she needs at that moment because the parent is too busy talking on the phone.
How many of us have been guilty of that, where we get impatient with a child needing our attention and we're on the phone and we say some horrible thing to them to make us feel like they're not worthy of our attention? And angry, they act out because they need our attention because they're children. I see it all the time.
They need attention all the time, and we grow up with those feelings of not being important, not being valued. Our feelings and needs are not valued. They can continue to affect us in later life. So I say if you want your child to have a happy, healthy life, happy, healthy relationships, to grow up to be supportive and caring, you know, the words that we use really make a difference. And sometimes we don't realize that the words that we make, that we use, can give long-term damage. Go on.
Well, you know, one thing I was going to say before we go to a quick break, parents aren't taught what to say to their children. They go
That's
by
right.
what was said
to them.
And
yeah.
What made you decide not to do what was done to you? Made you decide to see things differently?
To change the pattern. I wanted to change the pattern for a long time, for many, many years, because I was so unhappy. And, you know, when you have low self-esteem, it affects everything. It affects every area of your life. It affects your relationships. It affects your money situation. It affects every area of your life. And so I needed to make changes because I was so unhappy. And I used all these different methods, and I still use some of those methods, and I write about them in my books, including Success Strategies for Black People and Affirmations for Parents. And I discovered affirmations back in 1983, and I could see the potential from there that we can actually change our thoughts, and we can actually change the way we think, change the way we see ourselves, change the way we see our world. And then as years went by, I discovered nonviolent communication in VC, and again, I could see the potential there. Nonviolent communication is so amazing, and I wanted to share it with everybody. And then I gradually became aware that who I really wanted to share it with were parents, because I had the kind of relationship I had with my parents, which was not great, especially with my mom. Mm-hmm. And I do think this is something that affects everybody, but particularly black people. We carry toxic patterns of behavior which date back to slavery. And we keep carrying them, we keep passing them on to the next generation, next generation, next generation, until we heal them. So my work is all about healing, and this book, Affirmations for Parents, came out of that desire to heal myself and help others to heal, so that we can create a better future for ourselves and our children. So the first book I wrote specifically about affirmations is called The Power of Affirmations. And it talks about the fact that the words that we use actually focus the power of the universe, right? So when we use positive words, that focuses the power of the universe in a positive way. And when we use negative words, the same thing happens in a negative way, because our thoughts are so incredibly powerful and our words are so incredibly powerful. So that was the first book I wrote specifically about affirmations, and then Affirmations for Parents came very quickly after that.
Wow. So I'm going to take a quick break in just a moment. Before we go, give us one of the affirmations for parents out of the book.
Let me try and think off the top of my head now. Something like, I listen to my child. I listen to my child's feelings and needs. Or one would be, I listen to my own feelings and needs, and I acknowledge my own feelings and needs, because we have to acknowledge our own first.
Mm-hmm.
And NVC is all about empathy. And the way we define empathy within NVC, nonviolent communication, we define it as connecting with feelings and needs. So we have to connect with our own first before we can be open to connecting with other people's. And, you know, I mean, we can do that very quickly, but the affirmations, some of the affirmations I've used are to help us to do that, to help us to think, right, how am I feeling right now? Stop. Pay attention for a minute. How am I feeling right now? And then we're in a better position to be able to respond to a child or another adult, whoever it is.
That is great. I listen to my child. That is a very powerful affirmation, because how many of us, when our child is whining or complaining, we just say, shut up, because we don't want to listen. We're going to take this next quick break, and when we come back, we're going to take some more of your calls. We've got some callers on the line that want to speak to our wonderful sister, Jana, joining us live from London. Of course, she's our first Saturday of the month host here on The Female Solution, and also a best-selling author, and her new book, Affirmations for Parents, is one that we need to get and use every day, especially if we're still raising children, and even if we've raised them already,
yeah, that's
we still need to perform those positive affirmations.
That's right.
So we'll be right back. Yes, ma'am. We'll be right back after this quick break, so we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, sorry, I'm on an international call, and this is going to be another 25 minutes. So I've written down a couple of things that I need from the shop. If you go to the shop, come back. This one is from across the road, right? Too small.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control.
Okay, get
started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Can you get me two things of kitchen roll, please, from the pound shop? Great, thank you.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
You can find a small one in my shoes and get me a small one, please, okay?
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, hosts John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Unmuted.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com. And I'm Viato.
And we're back. We're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And we're bringing in our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our about some of the things that you have said and maybe some of the things that were said to you that impacted your self-esteem.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize definitely that parents aren't wrong. It's a question of, is this language that
unmuted
we're using going to be helpful for the child? And it's about acknowledging and realizing that it has a long-term effect. So, you know, we all make mistakes, Everybody makes mistakes. It's about just raising awareness, becoming more aware of stuff, because we say stuff all the time. We don't really think about the implications of it.
Yeah.
It's about thinking about the implications about, you know, the words that we use and the effect they have on other people, including children. And as you said, we can reflect on our own experience growing up. I remember the author, what's this lady's name now? She wrote this brilliant book about women in slavery back in the 70s, a long time ago now. I will remember in a minute. But she said that she and her sister said when they were growing up, we're never going to use the kind of language that our parents used with us. And then one day she saw her sister using the exact same kind of language with her own children. And I think that happens. It's kind of inevitable, really, because once it gets inside our heads, it's inside our heads. And but the thing is, the more aware we become of what we're thinking, what we're saying, the more positive, the more we raise our awareness, the more we can make more positive choices, if you see what I mean.
Absolutely. And then one day you're going to hear your mother's voice come out of your mouth, whether you
exactly
want it to or not, because like you say, it's inside of you. Well, of course, we've got some greetings from our other sisters of the microphone, from our dear Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda Speaks. And writing Grand Rising Beautiful Queen 6 stars. Thank you all so much. And, of course, Vieta from our wonderful state of Florida extends her greetings, says Grand Rising 6 stars. So we're certainly glad to be joined by all of our 6 stars of the microphone as we
absolutely
continue to remind parents of the responsibility of being positive influences on our children. So now you said something that struck me, Jana, to not do those things, and then it can happen anyway.
That's
and
right, absolutely.
That you're saying those things, you know, the threat of violence to your children is awful. Like you heard, you know, the woman in the supermarket threatening the child. Because that when I'm gonna, you know, this horrible thing
yeah
to say. How many people heard, if you do this, I'm going to wring your neck? So many people heard it. If you sit down somewhere, I'm going to wring your neck. Now, I didn't really know what that meant until I actually saw someone wringing a chicken's neck. That's a violent way to die. It's horrifying. And we say that to our kids. We say it. We say it all
right,
time.
And the thing is that as I said, because that stuff goes in, it goes into the unconscious mind. Consciously, we might say, oh, she knows I don't really mean that. But the unconscious mind is very, very literal. So it actually will hang on to that kind of information, and it will interpret it literally. So we literally interpret, oh, she's going to wring my neck. And even though someone would say, well, no, she knows I would never do that, I could never possibly do that, it means that, you know, unconsciously, the unconscious mind is incredibly powerful.
That's right. Because we create with our imagination.
Yeah.
Everything that first manifests in our mind.
That's
and
right.
So the power that we have to manifest something is merely the power of our imagination. And like you said, our subconscious mind is totally literal. Whatever that's why hypnosis works. Because
you're
such a relaxed state of mind that you're open to the suggestions of your subconscious mind.
Yeah.
So if this is happening all the time and you're not aware of it, if someone says you are just as stupid as your father, who is no good, and you're going to end up the same no good, worthless man that he was.
Yeah.
That's like imprinting that on your soul, and that's what you become. Somebody.
That's right. The words that we hear and the words that we use create the person that we become.
Yeah,
Absolutely. But it's possible to change those patterns, which is why I wrote the book. It's possible to change those patterns. And a lot of times, you know, we might not even realize we're using that kind of language. It might be unconscious. And we use that kind of language towards ourselves as well. And a lot of times it's unconscious. So as I said, it's about raising consciousness. So there's another subject I'd like to get onto, which is a bit of a difficult subject, but I think it's important, if that's okay. I want to talk about child sexual abuse. Because I interviewed a chap 3 years ago, and his name, I had it a minute ago. Oh, yes, Samuel P. Holloway III. And he's written three books about the sexual abuse experience from the time he was seven. Right? And nobody else in his family was protecting him. So it started when he was a seven-year-old child. He's written three books about that, and I've interviewed him, so the interview was in the book as well. So it's a whole big section in the book about how to keep our children safe.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, none of us want to talk about it, but we need to talk about it because it's what's happening. Oh, I remember the name of that author I was talking about. It's Bell Hooks. Bell Hooks was the one who said one day she heard her sister using the same kind of language to her own children as their mother had used to them. And this is what I'm saying, that because it goes into the unconscious mind and it kind of lives there, it resides there, that kind of language can come out sometimes without us even realizing it, without us even planning it. It becomes a habit, that kind of way of thinking. If we keep hearing the same messages all the time, like you're no good, you're no good, you're no good, for example, you'll never amount to anything, for example. I've read that black women teachers say this to black boys. You're never going to amount to anything. How can a teacher come up with a vocation to teach use that kind of language towards anybody? Because we're supposed to be encouraging people to reach their highest potential, particularly children.
Well,
and another thing about this is that when we feel negative about ourselves, we project that negativity onto our children. That's why it's not just about the children, it's about the parents. We need to clean up our own acts.
That's what it is. Our parents are reflecting what's inside of them, but as a child,
exactly.
You can't know that. You can't
exactly.
Your mother has low self-esteem because she grew up being told she was ugly, or your father has low self-esteem because he told he was stupid. You can't know that as a four-year-old child. All you know is that they're saying verbally abusive things to you, and then what happens is you start to say it to yourself. How many
exactly.
of us
and you don't even know when you're 4 years old that it's verbally abusive. You just know that it hurts. But, I mean, certainly in my experience, I believed what my mother said. The terrible things she said about me, I believed because I thought she's my mother. So why would she lie to me when really it was all about how she felt about herself? When we feel negative about ourselves, we can sometimes project that negativity onto our children.
I want to pause just for a moment, Jana, for that to sink in, because how you feel about yourself is what you reflect to your child. If you are a parent and you have low self-esteem, that's what you're giving to your child. All the negative things you say about them, you are
it just
really
reflects how you feel about yourself.
Feel about yourself, and this is why we are passing down this emotional trauma, generation after generation. And I want to be clear: it's not just black people. Understand, when someone is negative of someone else, that's how they feel about themselves. So
that's
if you are in an environment where there is racism, because people are treating you badly, they are treating you badly because they feel badly about themselves.
Absolutely. Although, to be honest, I don't think that's our problem. Right? We don't need to worry about what white people think and feel about themselves. They need to sort themselves out. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. Everybody, from every racial background, every cultural background, there are people who experience low self-esteem. The difference is that because we went through the slavery experience for 400 years, we were treated like we were nothing We were treated like we were less than.
And we believed 400
years, that's what gets deeply ingrained.
Yes. So when people say, well, why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? We have to undo all of that programming, all of that belief system, and understand that it came from people who came from abusive environments, and we
themselves.
Just became the scapegoat.
That's right. I know that we have to undo all of it in order to start having a positive effect. We can start today. We can start right now unraveling it, and we will see positive effects start to happen.
So what are some other positive affirmations that a parent can give? You know, because children go through various phases in life.
Sure.
When you've got, say, a toddler, you know, and maybe they're picking up things, they're trying to explore things. I've seen parents, you slap their hand, you call them bad, and they're just trying to learn about the world. And we brand them as bad, and we discourage them from curiosity. Mm. We ridicule them. What are some other things parents can say to that toddler whose self-esteem is being formed by every single word they hear? What are some positive affirmations parents can say during that time of development of their child?
Well, for example, we could say, I'm happy that you're so curious. I'm happy that you're so interested in the world. I'm happy that you are learning about the world, and I want to keep you safe. It's important to me that you be safe. You know, so it's like we have a need, which is to keep the child safe, but the child also has a need, which is to learn, to explore. All children, that's what all children want, right? So I'm happy that you want to learn. I'm happy that you want to explore. And I also want to keep you safe. It's important to me that you stay safe.
Does that
make
sense? That makes so much sense. How healing that would be for someone whose hand was slapped every time they wanted to touch something or told they were bad. I mean, how devastating is that? But to hear...
Yes.
I'm happy that you want to learn. I'm happy that you're curious. I'm happy that you want to explore. That's wonderful. I want to make sure I keep you safe. Oh, my God. Okay, so now there's another, and we got a caller, 773-221. I'm going to get to you. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me take this caller first because I got another question, and I'll give you a minute to think about it.
Okay.
That puberty stage, and say little girls, you know, you want to look pretty and everything, and maybe you're trying your mother's makeup and high heels, whatever. And what we tend to hear, things like, you're so fat, you're going to end up pregnant. I mean, we tend to hear all kind of negative things when we're going through
That's
that
right.
stage. We want to beautify ourselves, and then we get told negative things about that, which really damages our belief about our sexuality.
That's
because it's been condemned in a way that shames us.
Yeah,
so I'm
going
to take this call and what are some positive affirmations to say to young people when they're going through puberty in order to not damage about that. But let me go to area code 773-221 Grand Rising. Thank you so much for joining us. And give us your name. And your question.
Andrew Nelson. I want to share some positively meaningful, helpful, and encouraging messages with Sister Jana. May I have your email address or maybe a website or something so I can contact you, please?
Is it possible for you to leave a message on the Facebook page and I can contact you by the Facebook? If you leave your email address or... on email, if you send me on Facebook, that's what I meant to say. If you can leave a message for me on the Facebook page for the Female Solution, or alternatively, send me on Facebook.
Okay, what is your username on Facebook?
Can you spell your Facebook page address, Jonathan, so he can make sure he has that correct? How can people reach
you? I've got a Facebook page, which is the name of my book, which is Success Strategies for Black Women. So you can either like my page and message me there or just friend me on Facebook, Jana Books.
And what is
Zhana Books. They can look up Zhana. That's Z. I mean, sorry, Zhana Books. Zhana Books. Facebook on Facebook. Okay.
Okay. That was really kind. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. And before we take our last break, and I hope you can stay with us a little bit longer since it took a while to get you on. But before we take our last break.
You're asking about body image.
Yes.
Body image and what happens when people are reaching puberty. Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, that's one of the things that we struggle with as young girls. And when we're beginning to express our sexuality.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a whole section in the book about body image and also about expressing sexuality because, that's when the abuse that I was experiencing got really, really bad was when I reached puberty. And I was told every day that I was fat, and I was told it in many, many different ways. And I ended up starving myself and, you know, not happy to keep going on and on about my story, but that is part of my story. So it was really important to me to put things in the book about body image. I got to be honest, I don't remember everything I put in there, but I know there's a section in there. So it'd be something like, I'm really glad that you're growing up healthy and strong. I'm really glad that you're growing into being a beautiful woman. I'm really glad that you're growing into being an intelligent woman. I'm really proud of you that you're growing to be a beautiful and intelligent man. You know, those are some of the things that, those are just examples of some of the things that parents can say.
Oh, definitely. So much better. So much better. Because I think about what was commonly said, and it was not pretty. It was not nice. It was not encouraging. It made me feel shame. And that whole thing with body image, that can be so destructive. And a lot of that is what young girls could develop, that whole promiscuity thing, seeking love and approval. And, you know, when your parents,
men who are not the right men for them, who are not going to treat them the way they deserve to be treated, right?
Right.
If you don't value yourself, you can't expect anybody else to value you.
Right.
And we all know that, but it's still true. You know, it's still true. We have to value ourselves. And also, I just wanted to make one more comment about my mother in particular, who was very, very abusive. Both my parents grew up in the 1920s and 30s. So my mom has told me stories about how you couldn't even go, this is in the United States, you couldn't even go into a shop and try on shoes. You had to buy them. Right? And since then, I've read about things like, for example, you have to take a brown paper bag, you have to trace your foot around, trace the outline of your foot on the brown paper bag and then take that with you to the shoe shop. Yeah, I've read that.
Wow.
And also, my mom has told the stories about how you couldn't buy a hat. You couldn't try on a hat. You had to buy it. You couldn't try it on. So the society, every single day of your life as a black person growing up, was telling you you're worthless, you're less than. Yeah, so this is what I'm trying to say. It's not just the fault of the parents, because we're carrying a lot of baggage. That's not just true of black people. It's true of everybody. You know, I'm most aware of how it affects my community, but there are people in every community who have self-esteem issues. And, you know, the way black people have been treated for hundreds of years, we've been told that we're nothing. We're told that we're worthless. We're told that we're less than. If you keep being told that over and over and over and over again, verbally and non-verbally, those thoughts are going to lodge in your brain, in your mind, and then they're going to affect your behavior and the way that you talk to other people, including your children.
Yes, that is it.
Naima?
Yes. Yes. We're going to take your responses to what she just said. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back. I'm going to get your responses to the things that she said. And, of course, if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891, and we'll make sure we've got some callers on our American Muslim 360 Switchboard. We get those callers as well. You're listening to authors on a book. Got a new book called Affirmations for Parents. Affirmations for Parents. Affirm the work of your children. We'll be right back after this quick break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. Our guest today, joining us live from London, is Jana Brooks, who is, of course, our
place where words make people. A place where you're invited.
Of the month host, and she's also a best-selling author, and her new book, Affirmations for Parents, helps raise peaceful children by giving them positive affirmations. Of course, we are here as global transformers to change the world, and we can do that one child at a time. Well, the creator of the annual Global Nonviolent Blogging Carnival, Jana Brooks.
Hi.
with us today to talk about how we do that by changing what we say to our children. So we've got another call on the line, and I know we've got our co-host joining us, so I want to get your thoughts on it. We've got another caller on the line as well, 314-833. We're coming to you next. Kareem, what are your thoughts as you think about the different ways of responding to children as they, you know, are children? But how did that feel to you hearing words like, I'm glad you're growing up to be a intelligent, beautiful young man, or I'm glad as a child, instead of being told, you know, don't touch that or sit down, you know, I'm glad you're interested in learning, I'm glad you're exploring things. What was the different feel in those words? And, you know, and I think also for those who may even have had damaging things said, if they aspire to something that maybe their parents didn't agree to, say if they wanted to be an artist as opposed to an engineer, you know, being told something like, oh, that's stupid, you'll never get hired as a job for that. And I recall, you know, artistic talent runs in our family, you know, being able to draw and paint and that sort of thing. And I had an uncle who, you know, was raised in the coal mines of West Virginia, and he was a very gifted artist, raised by parents during that time where, you know, black people just kind of just now coming out of slavery. He thought, ain't nobody going to hire no N-word to draw. Mm-hmm. So that, I think that kind of crushed his spirit because, you know, he ended up working in the coal mines. That was what was available. But, you know, when I think about how many of the men in our lives use alcohol to numb the pain, I think of the pain of not being able to express the beauty in your soul because you're told nobody will pay you. You're that N-word, you know. And you know, as a black man, your gift is not worth anything. What does that do to your soul? So you're a singer, a dancer, an artist, you know, a musician, and you're told you're not worthy of anyone's attention. Your gift from God, nothing. What does that do to your soul? Think about. So, well, let me take some calls. And, of course, let me go to 336-350. Oh, I'm going to go to you, and then I'm going to 314-833. We've got Mama AZ on the line. Grand Rising, thank you so much for joining us today on The Female Solution. So what did you think as you heard Jonna speak of those positive affirmations from parents?
On point. And I on point. Greetings, family. Greetings to your guests. And this is so timely. There was a major, major storm last night. And I just found out, family, that the people who own this facility, they're out of where would you think? Chicago.
Wow.
Anyway, let me stay on point. I wanted to ask you, sister.
Yeah.
You had an episode or a chapter with your parents, and it sounds like it was more your mom that you had issues with.
Yeah.
Correct?
Well, yeah, I have issues with both of them, but with my dad, more to do with the fact that he never protected me. And I'm not happy about the fact that he didn't protect me. But, yeah, sorry, Kylie, what's your question?
The question is, how do you feel about your mom now? Now, is she still on the planet?
My mom just passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Whoa, this is deep. I'd love to share some things with you, but I will say, what are you learning, or what have you been learning about why you chose your mom, or your parents, but especially your mom in this lifetime. Have you thought about it and the lessons that maybe you chose her, to come here to learn? And they had a storm, it's construction in the back, but hopefully we can get through this. What have you contemplated on as to your purpose for choosing your mom? And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, it's an excellent question, and it's something that one needs to think about. And I think with me, what I learned and what I'm still learning is forgiveness. I'm trying to learn, and I am learning forgiveness, but it may take a very, very long time. Forgiving myself and forgiving her, because as I said, she came from very, very difficult circumstances herself. And on some levels, she wanted what was best for me, and other levels, she really didn't. But trying to learn to forgive is one of the main things. Well, not just trying and learning to forgive. That's one of the main things I learned. But also things like she's very, very strong, and the amount of abuse that I had has made me very, very strong. So I'm grateful for that. I am not grateful for the abuse, but I am grateful that it's made me very, very strong. And then there are a couple of positives that I want to acknowledge my mother for, and one is that she was brilliant at keeping a house, right? She had a full-time job. She had a full-time career. And she was brilliant at keeping a home. And I have to say that I'm not, but she has taught me a lot of useful stuff about keeping a home. The most important thing that she taught me, though, was about Black history. And a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people do not have the advantage of having a partner who actually taught them about Black history from the time they were very, very young. And I had that. My mom used to give me Harriet Tubman comic books, you know, different things. And I feel so fortunate because she started me on a journey. And there's always more to learn with Black history and with history in general. There's always more to learn. But she started me on that journey. So when she talked about slavery, she always taught us about the resistance, the people who resisted slavery. And she never, ever used the word resistance, but she always taught us about the people who resisted slavery. So Harriet Tubman has been a lifelong heroine, or Shira, I prefer the word Shira. She's been my lifelong Shira. I have looked up to her. She's been an example to me my whole life. And as a Buddhist, because Buddhism is all about freedom and attaining your freedom, she's still a really, really important role model to me. My mother taught me about Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass, who actually came to Britain at least once. He did at least one book tour in Britain. And I was talking to my sister one day a few years ago, and she said, yes, I remember our mother gave me this little book that said that was called The Slave Who Freed Haiti. And when my sister said that, I could picture it in my mind because I had the same book. My mom gave me the same book, The Slave Who Freed Haiti. So for all of my childhood, she taught me about slavery and resistance and the fact that we initiated our own liberation efforts. We didn't wait for somebody to come along and liberate us and free us. In school, I was taught that Lincoln freed the slaves. But no, we freed ourselves. African people, enslaved African people, freed ourselves. My mother taught me that from a very, very early age. So for that, I am very, very grateful. So I don't know if you're still muted, but I'm hoping that that answers your question.
Oh,
and I have to say it's an ongoing issue as well. Learning to forgive my mom and actually being able to do it is an ongoing process. It's an ongoing process, but I'm doing it because that's what needs to happen.
I am so yes, sister, and more. And I appreciate that. Dr. Lateef, like to connect with this sister, because you both from this show has given me confirmation to move forward with the Overground Railroad and how these kinds of things like your book, your experiences, and what have you fit in to that. So somebody else wants to chime in, I'm sure, and I'm grateful that I'm feeling like reasoning with everybody because I'm in a facility and they're feeding me antibiotics every 8 hours, and it really is taking some issues with my body. So give thanks. Mm. I give thanks. Aho, thank us. I'm going to
thank us. Difficult situation that you're in right now, but you keep fighting. I know it's not always easy, but keep fighting, because if you keep fighting, you will win. Just decide that you will win, because you will.
Yes, and Mama AZ, you're influencing people all around the world, even as your body's that condition. Your voice is powerful, and that is a sign of triumph right there. So thank you so much for chiming in today. We appreciate you. Let me go to our next caller, area code 314-833. I believe we have Brother Mark Shaheed from St. Louis online. Grand
yes. I want to say assalamu alaikum to everybody, which means peace be unto you. And to your very distinguished guest, Mark Shaheed from the SDL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I tune in a little late, but everything that I've heard is really spot on in regards to what your guest is actually saying here in the book. Most certainly, I'm very impressed by the title of the book. As you well know, I work in a related area in terms of parenting and family reconstruction learning lab, and here in the Gateway City. This coming Sunday, we have what we call Tylene, which is teaching and learning. It's going to be a session that I'm going to do on the words make people. Words make people, and it's for youth and also our young adults. Very, very important. As I listen to the beloved guest speak about words of affirmation, which actually becomes a confirmation and a validation for who that person is, and it affect the determination of that person, and whether or not they can, it can be a manifestation or realization in their life. This is very, very important in terms of what it is that we say to our children, and I like the way your guests actually have done that. Because first and foremost, in looking at I'm proud of you, happy, it makes me happy that you're this. You know, I'm glad that you are doing this. First of all, the bond, building on natural development, nurturing growth, it actually says that there's a bond between the parent and the child in regards to this. And the positive things in terms of how that parent actually feel. So it kind of triggers the determination in the child, in addition to the validation as to how the parent sees the child. And now the determination is to continue to do positive things in their life and to have a successful life, to try to live up to the expectation. This is very important. So words make people. It is very, very valuable because we are a conglomeration of words when we think about it. That's what we're operating on in terms of words, in terms of our mindset, disposition, our beliefs, all of these things. So parents can have a powerful, powerful impact on the determination, what helps to become a manifestation or realization in our child's life. A child that hears negative things, you understand, the determination to do anything is very little or no determination. Why? Because you told me, I'm nothing. You are nothing.
That's right.
You see?
That's right.
So I would say, you know, this is a book perhaps everybody should get. I know I want to purchase it myself.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's a lot of great information in that book. And want to just say to the radio listening audience, please tune in tonight on IWDM Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time for the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, this is what it is that we teach also on at Learning Lab. And Naima Latif, former show host with me, we used to do skits in terms of the right way to say and then the wrong way what to say to our children in terms of communication. This is very important because today, what I've heard is like a learning lab in terms of you sharing with us. Yes. So I do ask that you tune in, and you can dial 714-816-4673 for that. And then tomorrow, it will be the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, the Sister Learning Lab, and that starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time. And you can tune in and learn something in terms of what is correct parenting and how to reconstruct the destructive family life. Very important. I really enjoyed what it is that I've heard. Be looking forward to purchasing your book and how you can purchase it. And thank you, Naima, for extending the invitation. I think this is the person that you've been waiting for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And I hope that you have them back. I hope you have them back again. And I know they have an open invitation there on the Female Solution. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum.
May peace be with you as well, brother. Thank you so much for that. That was really lovely. Thank you. I wanted to say a couple of things. One is that we
have a caller on the AM360 board.
Okay, yeah, let's get your other call on the AM360 line. And Brother Mark, I'll make sure you have Jana's information as well. Plus, you can hear every first Saturday here on the Female Solution, but I'll make sure you have her contact information.
Okay,
you may
good.
Want to have her guest on the
yes, good. Yeah, I want to get that information. Thank you so much. I'd like to have her on the IWDM. Thank you.
I want to say that parents are not wrong, but everybody makes mistakes sometimes, and it's never too late to change those patterns. It's never too late. My dad, this is a really positive thing that I experienced. My dad used to always say to me, there's nothing that you can't accomplish. He always had so much confidence in me. He used to say, there's nothing you can't accomplish. There's nothing you can't achieve. And I remember that, and I believe that even though the negatives are there and the negatives are very damaging, that's not the only thing that's going on. And it's really important to remember that. We can change the way we speak to our children. We can change it starting now, starting immediately, starting today. And, you know, we're still going to continue to make mistakes. Don't get me wrong. We will still continue to make mistakes. But hopefully we can learn from our mistakes because that's what it's all about, really. It's not about being perfect. It's about being willing to make mistakes.
We can do that, absolutely. And, Corinne, you've got a caller on the line. Go right ahead.
And it's called 706-627. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, assalamualaikum. Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia.
Hi.
And speaking as a parent. Yes, ma'am. Speaking as a parent and supporting what you're saying, when Allah told us that he said that your children are a trust to you from him, and we are a trust to our parents from him. And the best way to raise them, you know, especially when they get to them, those 2 years old, and we call them the terrible twos in this world here, you know, when they start learning from right around the law, said, teach them like I taught you. You know, as they graduate in their intelligence and their development of awareness, he said, teach them with creation first, because at that age, they can only comprehend what they smell, touch, feel, et cetera. And as they grow, he said, teach them. Continue to teach them the way I taught you. You know, tell them who they are, where they came from.
What's
their responsibility is this? Tell them about the other people around them so that they will learn who they are amongst their created fellow human beings, using that terminology, and they'll learn that the best character is the character of knowing what your creator wants you to be like, to walk like, to talk like, your responsibilities to each other, so that regardless of what they are going to experience in their, as they get older and more responsible, they'll know, first of all, who to depend upon, what knowledge, who their parents are, and knowing that they are was only given to their parents as a trust, and they have a responsibility to their parents, but they also know their parents have a responsibility to them, then they will know how to be responsible to other human beings on this earth, you know, and treat them accordingly. But first, we have to teach them that you are the best of creation. You know, I created you, you know, to learn and balance, and also teach them that your open enemy is this other creature, you know, who will always try to attempt to make you be other than what you created to be, you know.
Okay.
So in the educational process,
well, we thank you for that. We thank you for that reminder. Teach your children who they are, the great creation
it's
that
so
they
important.
Are.
It's so important. It's so important. And being a Buddhist, I believe that just because someone is your enemy now, it doesn't mean that they have to be, right? Because everything is constantly changing, and everyone is constantly changing. So someone may be your enemy today. That doesn't mean it always will be, though. That's me personally, what I believe. That's my personal belief, which is based on what the Buddha taught.
So, John, I want to make sure I give our listeners a chance to know where they can purchase your book. What website can they go to get your book? Can they go to Amazon? Where can they get it? If they want to
you can
buy
get it
right
on
now?
Amazon. It's on Amazon Kindle. And also, I've got a website which is called the Blogging Carnival for Nonviolence. And there's lots more resources on there, which are to do with nonviolent communication. When we say violence and nonviolence, we're not just talking about overt violence. To be very, very clear, we're talking about all different kinds of violence, which is lack of connection. When we don't connect with ourselves, when we don't connect with each other, when we don't connect with our loved ones and our friends and our children, then that's when we suffer. That's when we really, really suffer. So NVC is all about learning how to connect, starting with connecting with ourselves, our own experience.
All around the world. We say thank you
other people.
To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsanida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jean Cunha, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And thank you all who have joined us live on Facebook for our global radio TV show, The Female Solution. And be sure to join us again tomorrow for our Women's Roundtable discussion as we talk to some of the people who are creating programs that can bring the positivity back to our culture. And we can begin the process of affirming them in a way that will repair the hurt that they have experienced by those who may not have felt good about themselves and therefore verbally, emotionally, and sometimes physically abused others. We can undo the damage and bring back the love. I'm Naima Latif. We'll see you tomorrow on The Female Solutions.